Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling, right? When your mind starts wandering like a lost puppy, you've got nothing on the agenda, and even your phone feels boring. Yeah, boredom. It can hit us all at some point, but today, we're turning this mental lull into an opportunity for growth. We're gonna dive into some stoic wisdom that'll help you not just cope with boredom, but actually find meaning in those seemingly empty moments. Because let's face it, life isn't always a highlight reel, is it? Sometimes the quiet spaces are where the real magic happens. Here's the thing about boredom. It's often our own internal critic, that nagging voice telling us we should be doing something, anything else. But what if we could reframe this as a chance to reconnect with ourselves? Think of it like hitting the pause button on a hectic day. A Stoic philosopher would tell you that these moments of stillness are actually precious. They offer a unique opportunity for introspection, for reflection, and for discovering what truly matters. Okay, so how do we get there? How do we turn this feeling of restlessness into something productive? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First off, accept the present moment. You know that saying, "This too shall pass"? Well, it's true for boredom just as much as it is for anything else. Trying to fight it only makes it stronger. So take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling, and remind yourself that this state won't last forever. Second, shift your perspective. Instead of seeing boredom as an enemy, try viewing it as a blank canvas. A chance to explore new interests, delve into a long-forgotten hobby, or simply sit in quiet contemplation. You might be surprised by what emerges from these moments of stillness. Third, engage your mind. Boredom can actually be a breeding ground for creativity. Think about those times when you've had a light bulb moment. Often, it comes after a period of seemingly unproductive time. Use this lull to brainstorm ideas, work on that creative project you've been putting off, or simply engage in some meaningful reading. Fourth, practice gratitude. When we focus on what we lack, boredom can feel even more intense. But when we shift our attention to what we already have, good health, loving relationships, the ability to learn and grow, a sense of contentment can emerge. Take a moment to appreciate the simple things in life, even during those seemingly mundane moments. And finally, remember your values. What truly matters to you? What are your goals? When we reconnect with our core values, boredom loses its power because we are reminded of what gives our lives purpose and meaning. Ever feel like you're going through the motions? Just stuck in a rut? I mean, imagine this. You wake up, scroll through social media, work, come home, eat dinner, watch TV, and go to bed. Rinse and repeat. It's easy to feel like a hamster on a wheel sometimes, right? That's where boredom can become a sneaky little saboteur. But here's the thing. I had this experience last week. I was feeling super burnt out from work, just plain bored with my routine. I thought, this is it, Taylor, you're officially in a rut. But then I remembered what we talked about today. Accepting the moment shifted my perspective. So instead of hitting that snooze button for the third time, I decided to take a walk in the park. You know, just breathe in some fresh air, listen to the birds chirping sounds cheesy, right? But guess what? That simple act of getting outside, being present in that moment, it actually sparked something. I started noticing the little details, the way the sunlight filtered through the leaves, a family laughing as they play frisbee, a ladybug crawling on a blade of grass. It wasn't just a walk, it was an opportunity to connect with nature and myself. And that feeling? That sense of connection, purpose, even joy, that's what I want us all to feel more often. So, remember this. Boredom doesn't have to be the enemy. It can actually be a catalyst for growth, creativity, and self-discovery. Embrace those moments of stillness, shift your perspective, and use them as opportunities to reconnect with yourself and what truly matters. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little stoic wisdom in their life. Until tomorrow, keep pushing forward with mental fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.